Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Take a large podcast fish, remove the bones of bad vibes, and you get a lovely fillet of Off Menu with Ed Gamble and James Acaster. Hello, James.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Did you enjoy that one, that intro?
I really liked that one. I thought that was really good, and I'm surprised we haven't had it before, deboning the fish.
We probably have. I probably did it last week. That's how bad my memory is.
Yes, and my memory is worse because, if anything, you care more than I do about the quality of this podcast. So... You know, if you can't remember it.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, God, what a terrible podcast. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Welcome to the Off Menu podcast. This is a food podcast where we ask a special guest...
their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. And this week's guest is...
Jeff Rosenstock. A brilliant musician is Jeff Rosenstock. I was first introduced to the work of Jeff Rosenstock... by James Acaster.
And I was first introduced to the work of Jeff Rosenstock by Matthew Crosby. And Ed works with Matthew Crosby now at a rival radio station.
Okay, James, this is not a radio station. I don't know how... Huh? This is not radio. This is a podcast. We are not a radio station. I'm glad you finally come to terms with the fact that we are broadcasting these conversations somehow, but it's not a radio station. I don't have time to explain to an old grandpappy what a podcast is.
Okay, man. I mean, I think you need to speak to Benito after this and get your head straight. You're not making no sense. Jeff Rosenstock is one of the best musicians in the world. I can't believe we've got him on this podcast. I'm so excited to find out what he has to eat. I've been to see him live. Ed's been to see him live. And we got to sit down in LA with him in early 2020.
Can you imagine such a thing? I hadn't even heard of the coronavirus.
No. Ed didn't know what the coronavirus was. I did.
Yeah, James did. He started it.
Patient zero.
But thank you very much, James, for letting us have our lovely trip to America before you did that. We're obviously, it's a complicated thing because sometimes episodes are home cooking, where we speak to people over the internet. Sometimes they're in person. This is a home-cooked intro and an in-restaurant meal.
Yeah, that's quite confusing. So, you know, you're going to hear them, really be able to appreciate the difference in our voices when we're doing it from home and when we're doing it in person.
A pre-pandemic levity you'll be able to hear. Well, even so, we had pre-arranged a secret ingredient, which, if Jeff picks, we will have to kick him out of the dream restaurant. And the secret ingredient this week is, James...
coriander seeds.
Bullshit. I love coriander seeds. They're lovely for flavour. Pop them in a curry. Delicious.
No. Ed, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't fully remember what coriander seeds even taste like, but... I know that I'm not a massive fan of coriander, so I imagine I probably don't like the seeds.
Yeah. Well, if you don't like coriander, you're not going to like the little shells that they originated, right?
Absolutely. And apparently, Ed, I'm being told that this secret ingredient was suggested to us by Grace Kind, among
others, Grace.
On Twitter. Thank you for suggesting the secret ingredient. Me and Ed love food so much, we run out of stuff we don't like, so we have to chuck stuff in there.
Yeah, so if you have a secret ingredient to suggest, at Off Menu Official on Twitter is the place to go to suggest your secret ingredient. But for now, let's hear the off-menu menu of Jeff Rosenstock. Welcome Jeff Rosenstock to the Dream Restaurant.
Hi.
Here we are.
Welcome Jeff Rosenstock to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
I'm sorry. I'm late.
No.
I'm sorry.
Is that a thing? Are you often late? Are you on time? Are you early? What are you often?
I don't know. I'm probably often late. I'm never late in my heart, but it's always like, shit. I'm 5 minutes late.
I love
what
that.
What the hell?
I love that as something to say if you're late, though, is to go, I'm not late in my heart.
Like in my heart of hearts, I was determined to be here on time. But, you know, I am me, so I'm not here on time.
My heart arrived before me.
Yeah. Well, it's a dream restaurant. So in the dream restaurant, no one minds if you're late.
In fact,
people prefer it.
Your booking time is when you arrive.
Yeah, it is all of your dreams combined. This restaurant is whatever you want it to be. It can look like your favorite restaurant you've ever been to. It can look like your ideal place in your mind. When you look around, what do you see?
I'm outside.
I'm outside. Yeah.
It's nice weather. I'm in a Zen garden vibe.
Yeah.
There's trees, plants all around.
Yeah.
It's nice. No one's there pretty much. It's four tables in the back. And I'm at one of them.
What's the weather like?
Pouring rain. Nice. Just warm. A little breeze going on. You don't need a jacket or anything like that. It's sunny, but it's not too in your eyes or anything like that. Just exactly what you want. Great, iced tea weather.
Whenever anyone brings up iced tea, we always ask them, first of all, have you met Ice Tea, the rapper?
Yes.
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 Now, here's what's been really interesting. Every time someone brings up Ice Tea, we ask them, have you met Ice Tea?
And the
answer is always yes.
he's a cool guy, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Where did you meet him?
My wife was a publicist assistant a long time ago in New York. This is 2006, and Body Count was one of their clients, and her job one day, basically because I wanted to go to the Body Count show that night, she worked on a Saturday, just going around with Ice-T to all of his interviews and stuff like that. Then we went to the show, and I met him for a second, and then we were up in this venue in New York, the Knitting Factory, the old one, and they have this mezzanine where guests of the band can sit and watch the show and stuff. So all Body Count's girlfriends were there. Ice-T's wife, Coco, was there.
She gets a shout out every time we talk about Ice-T.
She always gets a shout out.
So somebody is sitting in Coco's seat, and Coco comes up and is like, hey, I'm sorry. These are bands, wives and girlfriends and partners and stuff. Sitting here, and you're sitting in my seat, and this drunken frat bar was like, "Fuck it, whatever. I'm sitting in this open seat. I'm sitting in the seat. So go fuck it." And she's like, "I don't.
No, come on.
You should really get up. It's not your seat." And he's like, "I'm not getting up. I'm sitting here. I don't see your name on it." She's like, "Okay." And then Ice-T, this is in my memory, which is probably heightened in some sense. It's fucking Ice Tea. Comes through the green room door. It's like, who's sitting in my wife's seat? And this girl's like, oh, sorry. I said, get the fuck, security, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. And then and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, Ice Tea. He's like, get the fuck out of here. And then he was kicked out of the show.
Oh, God.
Always worth asking people about Ice Tea.
Coco tried so hard
give him a chance.
I get it. We're all having a good time. You're sitting in my seat, bud. Yeah. And he's just, drunken dipshit about it.
My husband, Ice-T, is going to be here soon. We also ask, second question we also ask is, do you think that Ice-T would drink iced tea?
Yeah, it's great. It's not too sweet.
Yeah.
But it's not just water.
Yeah.
It's got a little kiss of caffeine in it.
Yeah.
Going through the day or not, up to you.
Sure.
You know?
I feel like if Ice-T didn't like Ice-T, that would be the sort of fact he'd bring out at a really boring dinner party. Yeah. You know, well, of course, the interesting thing about me is I don't even like Ice-T.
Yeah, yeah.
Go. Oh. No, don't stop saying that.
Stop saying that.
That's what Ice-T is talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And what about, why are you telling that guy that
what
story?
What about those things that you do?
Yeah, what about when you release Cop Killer? Well, I don't even like Ice-T.
So we always start off with still or sparkling water. What would be your preference?
Ice. Do I get ice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you want ice? If there's a best
I want the option. I don't know what I want. You know? Day to day, I want the option. Still or sparkling. Today, yeah. I think I'd go sparkling. A ton of ice.
Yeah.
So fill the glass up with ice.
Uh-huh.
Then pour in the sparkling water.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'd go with. But I think it depends on the day.
Okay. So you're not always going like full ice, full to the brim.
No.
Also, how do you want this ice?
No, sometimes, like, there's this restaurant, Joy, in L.A., which is great. If you have a second, you have the time, it's fucking awesome, and it's not too expensive. But they have, like, those nice, like, metal cups.
Yeah.
I always feel a little cold. No ice required.
Right, yeah,
just
yeah.
Put that fucking water in there. I'm good, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But you want this in a glass.
Actually, now that I measured it,
you're on the metal.
Give me this metal cup.
I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
The metal cup.
Yeah. We go really detailed with this podcast.
Okay, so metal cup, and now that it's in that metal cup, give me a little bit of ice.
Yeah, you don't need to. Let's
say like a third.
Yeah.
Little sprinkle of ice in there. But like sparkling water.
Sparkling water, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah.
That actually sounds more tempting now because I'm not normally a sparkling water guy, but now it's in that metal cup.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
And you know it's got that ice in there chilling it, and that metal's keeping it cold.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
That cold's going nowhere.
I know that, like, ice, or from my experiences in the UK, like in the cumulative less than 2 months I've spent in the UK, probably mostly not iced beverages. Yeah,
sure, that's our rep. Yeah.
Is that your preference, or is that just what has been given, handed down to you as the people?
This is what I hear a lot in the UK, and this is a very, very UK thing to say, is that when people add ice, they feel like they're being ripped off because they're getting less drink.
Oh,
yeah.
Because also we don't get like free refills, especially for like soda drinks. There's no free refills. So if there's a lot of ice.
At Weatherspoons, you're not getting a free refill?
No.
Oh, okay. Right.
But it costs like 4p to start with anyway, so it's not.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about ice, so this is where we always ask, have you ever met Ice Cube?
No, never met Ice Cube.
Shame.
People never have.
That's it.
Met Ice Cube.
Everyone's met Ice-T, no one's met Ice.
Yeah. Just says a lot.
Ice Cube keeps to himself. Ice-T, I guess, is a man of the people.
You know,
there's ups and downs to both things.
Yeah. Everyone's got a story about you. And then everyone's got positive things to say as well. That's good. Also, the metal cup, I always like. I prefer cocktails that are in a metal cup if I ever get a cocktail. And like, really, I've just realized that's what I should ask, because I always look at the cocktail menu. I don't really know what to have. I'm trying to make a decision. What I should say is, are any of these in a metal cup?
Yeah.
Bring me that one.
Well, are you looking for the big ice cube too?
Do you know what? If it's, I wouldn't want both, but if it's in a glass,
like a tumbler,
then I would like the big ice cube. Okay. Yeah. Also, that makes me feel better when I see the big ice cube.
I love the big ice cube. I do them at home now.
He's got a big ice cube thing at home.
I have elevated my life.
Okay.
They're very cheap. The little molds, you just fill them up and they do the big balls of ice.
Are you making cocktails at home, or are you just putting that in a fucking glass of juice? Just like, I don't care. I got these big cubes. And they're not cubes, these big spheres,
Spheres. Yeah, big globes. I'll do one with like a whiskey. I had a night where I made old fashions that was just a nightmare because I was pouring home measures and I realized me and my friend had got through 3/4 of a bottle of bourbon and I do not remember the rest of that.
We don't have anything other than home measures.
Yeah. So I think, big ice cube.
Yeah.
The metal cups, mules. It's a mule cup.
Right.
So whenever you get a mule, it normally comes in that tin mug.
That's when it's in the tin mug. Yeah. I've had those before, definitely.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
This is maybe an obvious observation, but the price of cocktails has like skyrocketed in the last like 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. Like every time I've been like, you know what? Let's get a cocktail. Let's do it. And I get it. I'm just like, this is just like a different drink, but it costs $14. Like, I'm watching the care and preparation that goes into it, and then I drink it. I'm like, well,
yep.
it's, you know, it's got that the same amount of booze in it.
So I'm
getting the same amount of drunk. It's just like, okay.
And I never know what's in it. I always read the list of what's in a cocktail. And half the ingredients are like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. No.
But I'm never going to ask. I'll always be like, that sounds good. I'm never going to go, what's, you know.
Yeah, you're going to admit to the bartender
can't even,
that
can't even
I don't know what any of these things are. Yeah. And you're halfway through making them for me. Yeah. So I ordered them a minute ago.
I asked the whole list of ingredients, even the ones I know.
Just, and what is vodka?
Yeah. What do you think of it?
Papadoms or bread? Papadoms or bread, Jeff Rosenstock? Papadoms or bread?
Papadoms or bread? Bread.
Yeah.
I feel like bread, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like there's a wider scope.
Oh, no, you're right. There's a wider scope.
Yeah.
But we're gonna make you narrow in on the sort of bread that
your favorite.
Can I ask, do I have to make this meal, and I understand this is a dream restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm more asking where you've seen success from others. As far as the meal holding together as a singular meal.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just fucking whatever.
I think we've had amazing meals that have held together and amazing meals where each dish is just a standalone brilliant dish, but wouldn't necessarily marry up with each other. So, like, we've definitely seen both.
I think it's fine if it's not cohesive, but bear in mind, James will read the whole order back at the end in a long list. And if it's not cohesive, it sounds mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as
Let's
we go
do
along,
this.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah. I'm going chain restaurant, the brown bread from the Cheesecake Factory. Fuck it. It's sick. It's great.
We're there.
It's great. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I was thinking like sourdough or like a scallion pancake kind of, but fuck it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Give me it in a basket. Give me some butter.
Yeah.
I'm good.
From the Cheesecake Factory.
From the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
It's a little restaurant, but if you poke around America, you might find a few in a like shopping center or strip mall or, you know.
I just think it's so baller of the Cheesecake Factory to have anything other than cheesecake on the menu.
The menu at the Cheesecake Factory is great.
Yeah.
It's like, so being in a band isn't that very interesting. You travel around all the time. It's so interesting. We kind of have to figure out, like, what's a thing that they could have anywhere that, like, everyone can eat at. And we all, like, you know, I'm vegetarian. Our bass player is vegan. We are kind of all over the map with what we will be eating. And it seems like Cheesecake Factory kind of like...
It has something for everyone.
Yeah. Can get all of us something.
Yeah.
And then by the time it comes to the end, you're just like, cheesecake.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds a bit extravagant, doesn't it?
I did this. I've been to the Cheesecake Factory once in San Francisco.
Okay.
And
that was the location.
Yeah.
how was it? Was it a...
Well, I filled up a meatloaf.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I went in and I just felt like, oh, it'd be crazy just to go to a restaurant and then just have a cheesecake and nothing else.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll have a meatloaf. But, like, it was huge.
Yeah, it's enormous. They give you a ton.
Yeah. And I just guzzled that down. And then I had the cheesecake, but I think it was, like, a peanut butter one or something like that. You know, I went for that because, like, at the time, it was my first trip to America. And I wasn't prepared for, like, how often... peanut butter was going to pop up everywhere. And I was just like,
every
really,
time you saw it, you were like, well, I better have that.
I was just like, I'm going to go home where there's like, might as well be a peanut butter drought in the UK. it's not making as many appearances on the menu back home. So I just went full, you know, I went peanut butter all the time. I was eating those Reese's Fast Break bars every day.
Yeah, it was peanut
the Reese's
butter
Fast Break bars look like it's a breakfast bar.
Yeah.
Look like it's like, oh, eat
it
this in the morning.
Like yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Looks
no,
like
it's
it.
Just a candy bar.
Yeah. Eat it in the morning if it's New Year's Day and you want energy for the rest of the year. Yeah, sure. Not every morning, which is what I did for that holiday. And I was so concerned when I got home that I went to the doctors and asked for a blood test. I thought I had diabetes. That is true.
And I bet you're fine, right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, but like, I was just so worried at the time. All the time.
Did you have symptoms?
No.
You were just thinking
he ate some sugar and thought, I must be type 2 diabetic.
You have so much fucking candy where you're from, though.
Yeah,
it's like Candy Central.
Yeah, but I don't go as... You know, when you're on a holiday, you're like, right, I'm off the leash now.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think I had fast break bars every day, got back home, probably went to sleep, woke up the next morning, had, like, a bit of a pins and needles in my hand. I was like, I've got diabetes.
I don't think that's... I'm not sure if that's a symptom of type 2.
I think I know what I'm on about.
Okay. I am type 1 diabetic, Jeff. That's why.
Oh, well, he's talking about type...
Yeah, he's talking about type two. Yeah, he's talking about type A. Type A caster, one that's completely made up.
And based on no knowledge.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's exactly how I got the name. So we come to your starter.
Oh, God.
Is it from a specific place?
I mean, I've thought about this so much because I can only get one.
Yeah.
Cheesecake Factory.
And no, but it was between two things. One is another chain restaurant. Cheesecake, I didn't expect the Papadums or bread question. Yeah. I don't know if you saw, I was startled. Fuck.
It came out of nowhere, got you. Okay. You got the brown bread from the Cheesecake Factory.
So if it's my, if it's like a chain restaurant, I'm going to Pizza Uno and I'm getting their mashed potato pizza.
Was
the starter because it's fucking tight. And if it's my dream, if it's my dream restaurant, none of these meats are real meat. So I get to have all. I don't have to say no bacon. They just have bacon bits on it. It's the same. You could just get it at the supermarket.
Yeah, sure.
It's like a very. It's a deep dish pizza, individual serving. I'm splitting this because I got or getting a little box.
I'm
getting a box for all.
You got a dream doggy bag. That's fine.
Yeah, just a Ziploc bag. Yeah. We'll just chuck it all in there. But yeah, it's like mashed potatoes, cheddar cheese melted on top of it, and bacon bits on it, and sour cream to dip it in. But that's not what I'm getting. That's not happening.
That's an honorable munch.
I said no. Honorable, it was on the menu. I was like, no thanks today.
Great shout out, though.
I got so wrapped up in it, I forgot that was my runner-up. I'm getting this thing called cold skin noodles at a place called Sheehan's Famous Foods in New York. They have them in Brooklyn and Queens. It's like a hand-pulled, I think they say it's like Western Chinese cuisine. It's basically this guy's dad in Queens. Like, this is what he made when he lived in China. And then he opened up a little noodle shop in Flushing, Queens, and his son was like going to business school. He was like, yo, what if I turn this into a restaurant? Like, that's everywhere. And his dad was like, okay. And, you see them like pull them and like slap them on a steel table and rip them. It's got like a really very specific chili oil that they, you know, it's got like 6 million ingredients that you'll never know what they are. Uh-huh. You know, a little bit of bean sprouts, a little bit of, I think it's seitan in it. It's already, this is as is.
Yeah.
It's already veggie friendly. It's got some cilantro. It's very simple. I'll get it as like a lunch sometimes when I just don't feel like making things. I would just walk over to it and get it and head home. Today it's my starter.
Yeah. Well, it sounds delicious.
And it's cold.
It's cold. Yeah.
I like a cold noodle.
Yeah, you like cold noodles?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think I've had much cold noodles. I've been not very adventurous on the cold noodle front.
They're usually super cheap.
Yeah,
like a cold sesame noodle. It's on like most Chinese food menus, at least in New York.
There's also something great about seeing someone like make it like that, like slapping it on the metal table, like that, stretching it out. And it's like when you see people making pizza properly.
Yeah.
And like, I just really hope they're going to like twirl it in the air with the dough and like throw it up and properly do like a twirl.
Yeah.
Things like
and
that.
Sometimes they'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it, but
they'll do it. And you got to remain calm if you're watching that. You can't like start like cheering them on and stuff.
You can.
Yeah. I think you absolutely can.
Yeah, come
really?
On.
That's like a pizza chef's best day if someone's in there going, woo, when they land a trick.
Is that what you meant to
I'm
do?
With you. I bet it usually goes ignored.
Yeah,
I
totally.
Give them no, I'm like my own audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving no encouragement whatsoever. And then the guy's on stage like, what the hell?
He keeps looking at me but not saying anything.
Yeah.
He hasn't said good job even once.
They're doing it a lot. They're doing it all day, but it doesn't mean they don't deserve any cheering for it.
Yeah, you should give them a bit of a cheer, actually.
There's a Chinese chef in the UK called Nancy Lam, who's quite famous.
Uh-huh.
And she used to have a restaurant that my parents used to go to a lot. and she used to come and make the noodles in the restaurant, and apparently would just do crazy shit with them, like whipping them around her head and like apparently like whip them between her legs and stuff.
Between her legs?
Yeah, she's like crazy because they'd get there and you couldn't
that's
have
it. Close to a lot of stuff. Yeah. That's close to her body. That's close to the ground.
Yeah. Like,
she's an expert.
Yeah. They those noodles need to be a very specific length. But you'd arrive at the restaurant and she'd just select who she let in based on what she thought of them when they arrived. So like my parents were behind a couple and Nancy Lamb would be like, apparently genuinely went, not you two fuck off.
Nancy
and then
Lamb.
Just let my parents like, no, you two come in. That's fine. You two fuck off.
I don't feel like I would go to this restaurant.
No,
I
I'd be so be, nervous.
I wouldn't want to be judged in that line. And then what do you do?
Yeah.
It's already dinner time. You got to go somewhere else. You're going to be late.
Sit down and have the leg noodles.
If you did that at gigs, how many audience members do you think you'd have each night?
That I sent people home?
Yeah.
I would never send anybody home.
You never did, though.
Everybody come in. I'm sorry if that's not a mean enough answer.
If James did that on his tour shows, he'd be performing to empty rooms.
Yeah, I'll be performing to just my sound guy.
I could see it.
I'm a bad guy.
You don't want to get heckled. You don't want anybody saying shit.
That's the thing. Yeah, I'm too defensive. I'm too like, immediately I'm on the back foot. I'd just every night be like, you fuck off, you fuck off.
I certainly do that when like people start talking to me when I'm playing, and I'm just like, fuck it. Like I feel like somebody just like, I feel like I'm in like lights out mode a lot of the time when I'm playing. Like I'm just in it, and it just seems like somebody just like plonk.
Yeah.
fucking what? You got your phone, your sister. What the fuck?
Huh? I always find it crazy when people do that to bands because, like, comedy, I don't like it, but I sort of understand it that, look, we're trying to make it sound sort of like a one-sided conversation anyway. Like, it needs to be naturalistic and we're having a chat.
Yeah.
So people can, like, misunderstand that. But playing a song, they go...
people shouldn't misunderstand that. You don't need to justify hecklers
in comedy. Yeah, fine. But it's even crazier with a band to be like, I think I'd add my opinion to this song.
Mm. I saw you do a show in Camden, and there were people in the front who I believe were fighting each other.
Oh, shit, you were at that.
Yeah, you were very nice about that. Very patient about it. You kept on having to kind of go, okay, just stop again. Hey, guys, I know it's a punk rock show, and like we all want to have some fun, but you know, just try and like be aware of the people around you. And then you start again, and then at the end of the next song, be like, okay, so it's kind of still happening a bit, and I'd like everyone here to be a bit more aware.
Did you think I was nice about that?
You were so nice about that.
The person who I was talking to was waiting for me crying at the end of the show.
What?
Yeah.
That's mad.
I don't know if I should even say that on a thing, but isn't that fucking crazy?
That's mad.
Like, any time that I feel like I've asserted myself, like, hey, I'm recognizing a problem, and I'm trying to be direct and not aggressive and just, like, say what's up. At, like, half the time, somebody's just, like, waiting for me after, like, fuck you, fucking, I was, like, waiting for this show, and you fucking, like, call me out, which, like, I guess, but, like, other people are waiting for the show, too.
Yeah.
Like, so I guess I'd let everybody in. But sure. I would want to be able to throw boneheads out without people getting all pissy about it afterwards.
Yeah. Also, that kind of stuff. I had a show once, and like there's a routine in the show where like it's a true story about going to a therapist who was very unprofessional with me, and the routine is me reading out the text messages that the therapist had sent me, and as I went to read them out. There's a lady in the like front two rows, and she's kind of went, oh, like that. And I was like, you okay there? You're all right? She went, no. Read the text messages, I suppose. And I was like, if you don't, I know it's been like, I said, it's really hot in this room, and I know it's been a long show. If you're ready to leave, you can absolutely leave. You don't have to. And she burst into tears, and then like everyone's very awkward. And then I kind of had to read the texts in silence because, like, it was like, well, And then at the end, she was waiting for me with her husband, and I was like, hey, are you okay? You know, I didn't really know what went on there. Sorry if, like, I upset you. And she was like, I'm a therapist, and you're giving us a bad name by reading out these text messages. And I was like, no. That's like a really unprofessional text message. And she was like, you're going to make everyone think that all therapists are bad. And I was like, no. I mean, I didn't think all therapists were bad. I just thought this one was bad. I mean, even though she was the only one I'd ever met. I mean, now you're the second one. Now I kind of think...
Now I've got to think therapists are bad.
I imagine that you were not framing this in a way that you were, because you're aware of shit.
Sure.
Like, yeah, you were not framing this in a way like, therapy fucking sucks. Here's why, bro. Plop.
Yeah. My name's James Acaster. Don't talk about your problems. Good night. It's never that.
Yeah, I bet the good therapist, but there are bad therapists out there.
Sure.
And I bet it frustrates the hell out of good therapists. Yeah. Just like, oh, shit, no one's going to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Because some of these people are bad.
Yeah, exactly. But no, you were good at that gig and you were nice to that lady. Don't worry about that.
I didn't.
Or that man or whoever it was at the front.
I tried to be nice to everybody. I just tried to get them away from each other.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, that was all it was. I don't know who was right here. Just like you.
Whoever it was.
Stand over there. Both of them were like, I didn't do anything, so I'm going to stand right here. It's just like, does it fucking matter? I don't understand why shit matters so much to everybody. Across the board.
That's a good message to be a good next
fuck
album.
It all.
Why does shit matter so much to everybody? Come on, guys.
Yeah, come on, really?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. So your main course,
okay,
which matters a lot to me. By
this okay. matters a lot to Ed and, okay. and a lot to everybody.
I'm going to cry if you fuck this up, Jeff. I've been waiting for this podcast.
Okay. I've been waiting for this podcast for a long time.
Okay. So, because it was between two, again, it's hard. It was tough. I was thinking about this this morning. I was like, shit. So runner-up would be a bowl of laksa for, I don't know if that's big in the UK. It's not big here, which is like a coconut curry noodle soup. It's Malaysian soup. It's got some peanut adjacent vibes. It's got like fried onions and stuff on top of it if it's good. There's a place in Sydney, Australia called the Golden Lotus, which has a bunch of fake meats and stuff in it, which is good. Or there's just a regular ass place in Melbourne called Viet Rose, which just does it with tofu. It is good. So that might be what I'm getting, but not today. Today, Vinny's Pizza in Brooklyn They got the good pizza cooks on.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting, because I've eaten a lot at this point. I've eaten all that shit I said I wasn't going to eat.
Very grateful you've not had a mashed potato pizza for your starter at this point.
Yeah. I'm going to get two slices of pizza with pineapple and a vegetarian spare rib on it.
Wow.
With a little drizzle of sweet chili sauce.
Oh, wow.
From Vinny's in Brooklyn, which is a great place, but like 1 in 10 times.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's mostly stoners who work there because they have shit like, you know. Their pizzas, their cheese slice is also just like great. So they're a good, they're the best. But like 1 in 10 times, you'll get a fucking crazy ass pizza that's like missing sauce or like everything's on one side. And you just kind of eat it because you're like, well, what am I going to do? Them wait another 45 minutes, have them go make another pizza. Like, I'm going to eat this pizza anyway.
I'm going to fold it up.
Yeah, there's not really much you could do.
Now, I would describe that toppings wise as a controversial slice.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Pineapple.
I would describe it as a personal slice.
Look, absolutely. Of course, look, it's the dream restaurant. You have what you want. I'm thinking of the pineapple, which is obviously, war's been raging for a long time.
Sure.
A lot of people arguing about that. I love it.
Yeah.
I love pineapple on a pizza, pineapple in a Nando's chicken wrap. I've got a lot of heat for that from people.
Throw it in there. Add a little sweet to your life.
A burger.
In a burger.
I think it's great. So I'm for the pineapple.
I think
if I'm grilling up
crazy.
A burger, if this is, say, me and Christine, we're going away for our anniversary somewhere, some Airbnb that has like a barbecue.
Yeah,
getting a fucking pineapple, throw that shit on the grill.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, pineapple ring.
Yeah, I'll put a little pineapple ring on the burger. Let's do this.
Cheese.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Cheese, pineapple.
Cheese, like spicy. Oh shit, there's this place called the Mouse House in Wisconsin that has mango habanero cheese. It's called like mango fire cheese.
Oh,
so fucking good.
That's going on your Airbnb burger.
Yeah, but this is just the kind of stuff I'm thinking because it's such a relaxed environment at this dream restaurant.
Yeah.
Also, I've already been brought tea without even asking for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's happened
nice to you.
Nice hot
tea. Yeah, it's just like, oh, that's there. That's great.
That's a nice addition to him.
But by iced tea, he's bringing you the hot tea.
He's very super cool.
Yeah. even though you're actually sitting in his wife's seat.
Yeah.
No. I know what happens when you do that. You get thrown out of the body count show.
This sweet chili sauce situation.
This is
where
I knew that we were heading here. As soon as you said sweet chili sauce, I knew we were heading here because there's a thing that we do on this show where we're very accommodating and welcoming at our restaurant, but there's always a secret ingredient each episode where if the guest says it, they get kicked out.
Oh, shit.
And it's a secret ingredient that we don't like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, not this episode, but a past episode, we chose sweet chili sauce.
Okay, well.
And it is, out of all the secret ingredients we've ever said, it's the one that we've got the most shit for online. Like, the listeners were furious with us for
putting
sweet chili sauce.
What were the other ingredients that you've kicked people out for? Don't have to tell me more.
Pomegranate seeds.
Yeah.
No, I could see that.
Dill. Cloves.
Dill?
I think dill was in there.
Did we choose dill?
I'm not sure. We're really running out at this point. Like 50
just
episodes
picking
in.
Stuff you like.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cheese.
Yeah. Sandwiches.
Yeah.
But whole cloves. We've had like all sorts of stuff. Bay leaves.
Yeah.
That shit just gets in the way.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
And then we said sweet chili sauce, which we both agree on we're not a fan of.
Okay.
And the amount of like grief we got for it was astonishing. It's still something that gets brought up to this day. So most of the listeners are on your side with this.
Okay. I'm not here to judge you. Hey, sauces across the board are fucking weird.
All sauces.
Like all sauces. They're weird. You might not like something. Because like texturally, especially sweet chili sauce can have like some like little flakes in there to it. Definitely does. Sometimes they're big. And so it's like, what the fuck is happening with this? It's okay.
And it's kind of that sticky, gluey kind of texture to sweet chili sauce
as
well.
Glue.
Yeah, I mean, maybe referring to it as glue after I'm being pretty understanding of your opinion here. Isn't like the coolest thing to do at my dream restaurant.
Yeah, okay. I said, we'll hold our hands up there. Yeah, sorry, man.
Absolutely. It looks delicious.
Do you think it's like fucking more gluey than ketchup or brown sauce?
Yeah, it's gluier than ketchup.
Okay.
So I guess it's because it's got that kind of like translucent kind of
It is a little gelatinous. And I'm not talking, I'm not slathering this thing
sure.
in it.
It's
I'm,
a drizzle,
I'm
right?
saying
it's a
one time.
Yeah.
I'm remembering at Vinny's one time, because again, I'm pretty sure it's just stoners who work at this pizza place.
Yeah.
They just did that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's nice.
Has that ever been on the menu again? Have you ever had that?
It's not on the menu. So they have like two specific slices every day, yeah. like a pun, and I think I saw something somewhat like this, and then like what I'll do is I'll just order a pizza that is on the menu and leave in the comments, hey, could you actually make me this thing?
Yeah.
And they'll always do it.
Great.
But yeah, I think I've asked for a sweet chili sauce one time since then, and they just didn't put it on there. I was like, okay.
two slices.
Same
toppings on both.
Yeah. It's good. Because I think when you eat one slice of pizza, you always want that second slice. And mm-hmm. this is my dream restaurant. I'm going for it. I haven't eaten breakfast. I'm good.
The slice thing feels very New York.
Yeah.
And I've been to New York a few times, very rarely been for a slice, but I did it this time. And you're right. I went for one slice and then I was like, well, I've obviously got to get another slice.
You get like a cheese slice?
No, I got pepperoni first and then I went and got cheese slice.
Yeah.
Because I decided
but that's
the pepperoni's
a good move,
good. Yeah. But you can probably tell if a place is really good if the cheese slice is good.
Do you remember? You don't remember where you went, do you?
Scars? Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
Lower East Side.
There's like 6,000 places.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Lower East Side.
Good.
You didn't
go
to like Two Brothers, which is like 99 cent pizza, which is also good.
Yeah.
Cool thing about pizza, I've eaten so much fucking pizza in my life. I've had like two bad slices of pizza.
Yeah.
Like pretty much across the board. Like even like shitty like Pizza Hut, Domino's, whatever. Like it's still fucking cheese and sauce on bread.
Yeah.
It's good.
So that's the thing. When we've talked about New York pizza before, always want to find out where the best place is.
Yeah.
For you, is it Vinny's?
I think Vinny's. Yeah, Vinny's is the best slice for sure. Uh-huh. There is a place near where we used to live called Danny's Pizzeria. It might be Danny's too. I think it's the original Danny's Pizzeria. It's like a Montrose stop on the L train. Mm-hmm. They don't have the topping choices that Vinny's has, but mm-hmm. their standard is equally as good, if not even just like a touch better. But I don't know if that's just nostalgia shit.
Yeah.
And then if I'm going for like a fancy ass pizza, I'll go to either Polly G's in Greenpoint or Roberta's in Bushwick if I could get a seat. Am
we
I
went
right?
There. We went there when we were there. Yeah.
We went there. We got it. We luckily got a seat. And
nice.
Our pizza's amazing, delicious. I had this cocktail though. No, it wasn't even a cocktail.
It was a beer.
It was a beer.
Yeah.
But it might as well have been a cocktail. I couldn't get over it, Jeff. It was like
it
tasted like a sweet shop, like a candy store.
Was it a sour beer?
Yeah, but it was like I've had sour beers before, but this one was like Fruit Loops. It was like it tastes like I was drinking Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, you
know? Like that's
and this guy
I felt.
Likes sweet.
Was it described as a sour beer? Was it like a framboise or something?
It kind of said it was a sour beer, but it didn't. It was.
It
didn't say this is going to taste like you're drinking a fruity cereal. Yeah. Like I couldn't get over it.
He had to go for a blood test straight off.
Yeah, straight to the doctors.
Yeah. Okay, I feel like you're going for too many blood tests when you eat.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, my mistake.
You gotta get rid of some of that.
Yeah.
Get rid of some of that excess blood.
Yeah. I don't like being sick, so like...
Get the sick blood out of you.
He's not even worried about being sick. He feels like he's got too much blood.
Yeah. I've got a bit too much blood in me.
I'm concerned about your ultra sweet beer.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, I was getting angry about it, wasn't I? Because I love Roberta's. I've been there a few times. It's amazing. This is no slight on the place, but I felt like I should have been given a heads up before drinking this beer.
It's New York. I bet fucking like I wonder if they've given heads up so much and had somebody be like, yeah, I know what the fucking beer is.
Everyone's never rude.
They're just okay.
Yeah, fine, here you go. That tastes
not,
like
not
a fruit
rude,
punch.
Just to the point. Just like, okay. You know, I know.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, sorry. I feel like I always have to defend New York rudeness because I know that it's just people try to be like, no, I know the fucking answer. It's this.
Yeah.
There, your day's faster now.
They're busy. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, and you're busy too.
Yeah.
They assume you're busy and you'd like to just get to the point.
Because also, like, are there things about New York? So I still, when you said earlier about, you know, you get on the L train, you do this, Lower East Side, and like, does that still feel cool to you to say those things? Because like, when I hear those things from people who live in New York, I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah, that
talking
is
about
cool.
Getting on the L train and going to the Lower East Side.
God, my And you can't, you can't imagine how
slice.
You can't imagine how cool I felt when I said Lower East Side.
Yeah, I saw it in your eyes when you said Lower East Side. It was like you
Jeff
knew
was like, "Where was it?" And my brain went, "Come on, Ed, where was it? Lower East Side."
Was it near the Apple Store or the J. Crew?
It was on Orchard Street.
Oh, you're in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
sorry, I should just say on Orchard.
Yeah,
I
that's
say the street,
cool,
right?
Isn't it? Like, oh, the corner of Fifth and Orchard. Yeah. Stuff like that. That sounds fucking
those
cool.
Those don't intersect.
Oh, this is...
It's okay.
Oh, you're not cool.
It's a secret underground street cool people know about.
Yeah, yeah.
I live here now, so I miss taking the train a lot. But like, the train's fucking sick, man. Yeah, it's cool. It's nice that it just takes... I like that it's, aside from biking, it's just the fastest way. You could get in a car and do it, but like, honestly, you're going to have to sit in traffic probably at some point. You're going to have to find parking. You're going to have to find parking later.
Yeah.
But yeah, trades, it's cool. It's it's still just doing its thing that it's been doing. It was there before me. It'll be there long after me.
Side dish.
This restaurant closed down. It's another New York spot. It's a place called Soy and Sake. Mm. It was a vegan sushi place that had like imitation, like it wasn't like avocado roll, carrot roll, bay leaf roll or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like spicy tuna roll, spicy fucking whatever roll, volcano roll. Like they went for it and there was all kinds of options. So I would probably get, like a volcano roll, I believe, from there. And when it shut down, it was just like, it didn't shut down because of lack of popularity. It was just like the chefs were like, I think it was a husband and wife who owned it. And they were just like, all right,
we're done.
We're done here. And and all of like my not meat eating buddies and ourselves, we were just like, can you just like let somebody else run this fucking restaurant, please? Like this isn't like nobody does this anywhere near as good, but it's gone. So that would be my side dish. And I feel really lucky that I got asked for a side dish because that was when I was sad to leave out.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, that can't be my main.
Yeah, sure.
And also, we're just gonna throw like some fucking wilted spinach or something on the side because I haven't had any greens yet.
I just
want to feel okay.
Let you have that.
Accidentally covered in wilted spinach.
Yeah, you can put it on a bed of wilted spinach or something.
Sure.
Get away with it.
Cold wilted spinach, I guess, because it's sushi, or maybe like an unmeltable ice sheet. It's hot on the other side.
Or metal plate. A metal plate.
Oh.
To hold the cold.
Yes, to hold the gold.
To
hold the gold.
To hold the gold,
I thought it was like a saying.
So
Though I'm from England, I thought that must be an English saying. Like, it's one of those English sayings.
People are saying new shit nonstop all the time.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, we could start hold the gold today.
Hold the gold. It would be like a little side, like a little sidecar for your sweet chili sauce or something else.
Yeah.
And you could just say,
glue.
Is to hold the gold. glue.
What's in the volcano roll?
I don't fucking remember. It's got like spicy tuna fake shit. It's got crunchy shit.
Yeah.
It's covered in like two good kinds of sauces. It's big. I feel like it's probably got a string bean in it. I just remember it's the one that I was just like, oh yeah. I was debating between that and like the crunchy spicy tuna roll, but it's just like that one's like just kind of that. But I think it's probably deep fried.
The first time I had fried sushi, that was a revelation.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing it on a menu and being like, that's probably not proper. Like, it doesn't feel right to do that. And then, like, fuck it, just order it. And it is genius.
Yeah. It's good.
Also, sushi rolls with crispy bits in them are the best.
Yeah.
If it's got, like, a prawn kind of tempura in the sushi roll, stuff like that, is absolutely, that's every time.
Being a vegetarian, I rarely get that. It's usually just like avocado cucumber roll. Great. I don't know. They never throw in crunchy bits.
Yeah. There's a sushi place called Edo in Crystal Palace in London that do special salmon skin roll, and it's all the salmon skin in the middle.
Yeah.
And it is so good.
There's a place in Brighton called Happy Mackie, which is a vegan sushi place that does fake duck.
Oh, yeah. Love a fake duck.
So good.
But does duck belong in sushi?
It does in this one.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry for being judgy.
No,
Yeah. So yeah, some sushi chef.
Come on,
sushi chef.
Susie by sashimi from the.
Yeah, so we've had a tongue twister on this show before about sushi when Susie Ruffle, who's a very good comedian from England, she chose sashimi
from the sushi samba in the Shard.
Yeah, from a place called sushi
samba.
Sushi samba in a building called the Shard, and it was Susie likes sashimi from the sushi samba in the Shard.
Yeah, it's impossible.
I still can't say it.
Susie likes sashimi from the sushi samba in the Shard. That's hard.
Yeah, it's really, really hard. Right?
Jesus.
Yeah,
we speak for a living.
Your dream drink.
Okay, boozy, non-boozy? Do I get
it? It can
both?
Be whatever you like. You. Obviously, as a fan, I'm hoping you say, is it Tall Boys?
It's not Tall Boys. No, I'm not getting
on the rocks by the water,
on the
Jeff.
Rocks, yeah. well, that's
what is
like,
that?
That's like for like what a Tall Boy is?
Yeah.
It's like a 24-ounce, do you know, this is a dumb question. Ounces, is that...
Yeah.
We have units of measurement here that no one else fucking has, and I don't know which ones
we
are
don't
what.
We don't use it for liquid.
Because we're also stupid.
We don't use ounce for liquid.
No.
So it's like a big can. And that's it. It's just usually like $2.
Oh, a beer?
Yeah, a beer.
Okay.
Usually Tall Boy. like a cheap beer.
Sounds like a cocktail to me. In my head,
no.
You were drinking cocktails on the rocks by the water.
No, it's a drink for the people. Like you walk into your bodega, they've like the fucking big cans, and and you get like a, you know, Pabst or Coors or Bud Light or Miller. I would probably go Miller High Life if I was going Tall Boys.
Yeah.
But I'd probably just go whatever's cheapest.
It's probably going to turn out that like all of your lyrics I've misunderstood and I've had like completely different pictures in my head of your life and who you are.
Cool. I like that because they're very specific.
Yes.
And I like that every time I've talked to somebody about it, I'm like, nah, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Take that, critics. My words.
So not Tall Boys.
Not a Tall Boy, though. That's a walk around on the street and hide it in your coat kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Ice T's already just been bringing me now iced tea for a while because he can't be stopped. So I've been having like a nice, you know, unsweetened, like a gingery, peachy, greeny, somewhere in that flavor palette tea.
Great.
And I've also been drinking just a beer. I've been having a nice beer.
Yeah. As well.
There's a brewery in, I think, Brooklyn called Other Half that has a IPA that I think is called Green City. Mm. It's like a 7 or 8 percenter, which is kind of what I like now because it just does the job in less beers. And like if you do the price ratio, it's usually like, no, this is actually like, this is going to do more damage for my buck here. And I've only had it at the Alamo Draft House in Brooklyn, which is, do you know what that is?
Not.
So that's like a movie theater that they have like food and beers at. Do you have things like that?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. I think this was one of the first ones that like kind of franchised itself around America.
Yeah.
It started in Texas and now they had one in New York. And my wife would joke with me because I usually spend like every moment like I'm just like spending like 8 to 12 hours, maybe less, I don't know, why, but I'm working on the cartoon, like on the music for the cartoon, like all the time.
Uh-huh.
And then when I'm not, I'm usually like catching up on band shit or doing emails or just like I don't fucking feel like doing anything. I'm just gonna watch basketball, smoke weed, have a beer, and just like chill. And I don't like spending money, but every now and then I'll be like, let's go to Alamo Draft House and we're gonna watch like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I'm gonna get like the fucking $15 veggie burger or whatever the hell it is, and we're gonna get an app, and I'm gonna get this beer. And every time I'm just like, this is the best beer, and I've never really seen it anywhere else other than there, even though I'm sure it exists in many places.
Yeah,
and that would be my drink of choice.
And this beer does not taste like Fruity Pebbles.
No.
Or anything like that.
No, it's nice. It's probably like a hazy IPA.
Yeah. Mm.
Just like it's got a little Yeah. It's nice. You can taste the hops.
The great Benito, who's our producer.
Yeah. If you tell me I got to get to my root canal.
No. he likes, or maybe you do have to get to it.
No, is that the real clock?
Yes.
Oh, sick. I got time. Yeah. Great. I was like, I'm not looking. Fuck.
Yeah.
That new dentist.
For the listener, this is our first guest who has to go to a root canal immediately after. Because it's not a dream dentist. It's not a fantasy dentist. It's like a fantasy restaurant.
He's
it's real.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And he assured me he's going to give me enough Novocaine.
Yes.
And so, you know.
Is this your dentist or the great Benito?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to get the great Benito to give you just like a couple of shots before I head over. Yeah.
Jeff's got to go for a root canal, which should be a warning to any of you people who are eating sweet chili sauce all the time. That's what happens.
That's why, because you ate so much sweet chili sauce.
Honestly,
that you've now got to go for a root canal.
Sweet chili sauce is a special occasion sauce for me. Okay. So you can go fuck yourself.
Great Benito loves IPA. And the other day, we went to a bar, and I think the Great Benito thought that him and Ed had ordered a jug of IPA to share. Mm-hmm. It was actually a jug of red beer.
Yeah.
And I thought the Great Benito was going to cry when he was drinking that.
He
really didn't like the red beer and how it tasted. And he thought it was really disgusting, didn't he? Yeah.
I feel like once you, and the Great Benito, I can't talk into the microphone and look behind me, so let me know if he agrees.
Yes.
I feel like once you start drinking, like I was working at a place that like made homebrew beer kits, which is how I kind of went down this road. It was like bagging hops all the time. Being like, right. Oh, this is this.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you start drinking beers that like actually taste like stuff, backpedaling to a not like just 100% nothing beer, like going to that middle ground, you're just like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Sure, yeah.
What is this red beer?
He's agreeing with you, by the way.
Yeah, he's pumping the air with his festies, giving thumbs up. He's loving it.
But also, like, I don't know, no shade thrown at anybody who likes. I wish I fucking didn't have any preference when it came to any kind of food. I wish I was just like, cross the board, except for like not eating meat. I just wish it was just like cross the board, like, yeah, give it to me. I don't fucking care. Put it in a glass, put it on a plate. I like it all.
Yeah. So, talking of which, come to the dessert.
Okay.
Are you quite picky with desserts? Or
I don't love sweets.
Uh-oh.
James is a real dessert guy.
Or I should say, I feel like I can't eat a lot of sweets. Mm. Like, once I've had, like, so you have, like, a fucking, like, a cake.
Yes.
Okay, just, like, a standard piece of cake.
Yeah.
I feel like I get two bites of that cake. I'm like, great cake.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, done. And
then I'm done. It makes my stomach feel bad. And I just don't, you know, I'm like, ooh.
Does it not make your heart and mind feel good?
No, I already feel good from all the savory stuff I've eaten.
Watching James's face now.
I'm so sorry.
It's honestly like you're speaking a completely different language. Like, he's trying to understand you.
What? Like, dark chocolate makes me feel good, but, like, that's the least sweet of sweets you could get.
Jeff, I think after this interview, I'm going to have to phone my publisher and tell him to burn all those books that I wrote.
Is he going to be able to find the ones you've sent out already?
Yeah. Get them all. Burn them all.
Just burn those chapters.
Do you think this
the rest of the book's fine.
Yeah.
Do you think this will change?
Don't take it out of no name.
Yeah, sure.
She loves desserts.
I
like desserts. I'm sorry. It's less than what it seems like. I just can't have too much of it.
I can take it.
I
can handle
James,
it.
James, do you think this will change how you listen to Jeff's music now?
I could tell the answer is yes.
Yeah. I've been listening to it like, this guy doesn't like the desserts.
This guy's eating a marshmallow while he's singing. That's he sounds this way.
That's what I used to imagine. I used to imagine you had a mouthful of marshmallows.
It would make a lot of sense. Like,
oh, yeah, great.
I thought a tall boy was a type of chocolate bar.
Oh, no. Okay, so, you know, you love sweets. I'm going to handle that.
Okay. Okay.
So, but it was still here with me. Still here with a dessert. It might be something that will cheer me up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so I would go with a key lime pie.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Too inconsistent, and this is my first time going to the Dream Restaurant. I don't know what they're going to fucking do.
Sure.
Right.
So instead, going to bookend this with another chain.
Yes.
With Friendly's. Do you know about the chain Friendly's?
No, but I love the name.
Okay, so Friendly's is like a ice cream chain, but it's a restaurant.
Okay.
So they have all this shitty-ass food that you get that, like, it's like where I like went when I was a kid a bunch. It's just like chicken wrap. Like fries and burger something. And you just go there so you can eventually make your way to the ice cream.
Okay.
And I would get which is available in supermarkets, a nice slice of what's called watermelon roll, which is picture a watermelon, picture a cross section of a watermelon. You got your nice little smile looking thing.
Yeah.
That rind is made of lemon lime ice cream, lemon lime sherbet. Do you say sherbet or sherbet?
I'm loving this. Sherbet?
Sherbet?
Sherbet.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Take that, Christine.
not many cases. They've been little messages for their wife during the podcast.
Eat shit, honey. No, we argue about the sherbet, and we've looked it up, and the fucking internet says you could pronounce it either way, which is well, that doesn't help either of us here. So okay, so that rind, lemon lime ice cream, it's got like something going on the outside of the rind, which just seems like more lemon lime sherbet.
Okay,
but it's got like a little that kind of like sparkly sugar on the outside, but it's not that. Okay. It's just like a slightly different texture that adds like a little
little crunch.
But it barely adds a crunch. Yeah. Almost no, just enough.
Yeah, okay.
And then the watermelon part is watermelon sherbet. Uh-huh. And instead of seeds, it's got little dark chocolate chips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a warm, breezy day outside. It's perfect time for this. And
that's delightful.
Great. And it's the best.
I'm definitely eating that at some point in my life. I absolutely love it. Also, you really set me up there with I don't like sweet things, and then you had a watermelon made of sherbet.
Yeah.
So that is...
Are we thinking of the same sherbet?
I did not say I don't like sweet things.
Sure. You're not as into them.
I feel like I said what I was saying in my heart.
Yes. Yes.
Is that just like I can only handle so much of them. And sure. maybe I like this because I feel like I could just give you the whole fucking... And it comes in like a loaf.
Great.
You just slice off and just like, give me that whole loaf.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's do this.
When we say sherbet, are we talking about the same thing?
Possibly not.
Oh, well, I think I know what Jeff means, but like, it's not the same in Britain.
In England, sherbet is
the
powder.
Thing.
It's the powder.
Yeah, yeah, wow. You must be confused.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, they've compacted powder down into a loaf form?
Can I look up a picture of this
Absolutely,
watermelon
you
roll?
Can. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want to see the picture of this roll.
Okay. Like, do you have like a rainbow ice cream adjacent kind of thing where it's like raspberry, orange, and lime?
No, not really.
Because that's rainbow sherbet here.
Right, okay.
And if you called it something else, then we could figure this out. But fuck it, we can't.
This looks crazy.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a very vivid red. That looks great.
And would you, because it's the dream restaurant, would you like us to not just bring that, but make a new one for you that is a whole watermelon? So we bring it to you as a whole watermelon, and then you can just crack into it yourself.
No, thank you. I wouldn't know what to do. Just standard watermelon roll for me.
Also, you didn't tell us that watermelon is spelled...
I said it that way.
W-A-T-T-A-M-E-L-O-N.
Did
watermelon.
You think it was my New York accent?
Watermelon.
It's a watermelon roll.
Watermelon. Yeah, yeah.
Is that because they didn't want to be sued by the original watermelon?
Yeah, I guess so. I think it's like... a play on like what a melon, but that didn't quite make it.
Yeah,
like
maybe
they're, you know, it's a fucking corporation. So maybe 20 people were in a room and half of them were like, we shouldn't call it that. And half were like, we should. They're like, what if we just don't write what a melon, but like make it kind of that.
Yeah. Or maybe there's so little actual watermelon in it, they can't legally call it watermelon
roll. That's probably it. Like
crab flavored sticks.
Oh, my God. I was just talking with a vegan buddy about how we used to think imitation crab meat wasn't just fish instead of crab. That we're like, oh, it's like fake crab. Sick. And then you find out, you're just like, God damn it. Come on.
This is great. I'm reading all about it here.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Someone's written a whole article about how this is their favorite cake, and it is
It's great. You could probably get one. Okay, so I don't know what the Friendly's situation is here in the West Coast, but like if this is a place where Friendly's exists, you could go there and just get one to go.
Yeah.
And you could go to supermarkets, and if they have Friendly's ice cream, sometimes they have that.
I definitely want that. I'm going to get that today, Ed.
It's good.
How's that sound?
Please,
of course you want that because it looks really sweet and the box makes it look like it's for children.
Yeah.
I take issue with desserts being looking like they're marketed to children.
Yeah. Right.
As an adult who likes a fucking dessert. Yeah. Who doesn't want like a apple sage like crumble whatever all the time.
Well,
that's the kind of thing I have like two bites of. Like an apple sage creme brulee. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Yeah. I've had one. I'm good.
So, Jeff, I'm now going to read your order back to you. Feel about
wow.
it.
Wow.
Water. You would like sparkling water in a metal cup. With ice.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm good. I got the iced tea eventually. I'm good.
Yeah, iced tea's coming. Oh, okay. You have an iced tea brought to you, or you're having a hot tea brought to you, and then iced tea.
Fuck it.
They're all brought to you by iced tea. You're fine.
Okay.
Pop it on some bread. You said brown bread from the Cheesecake Factory.
Fuck yeah. No regrets on that one.
Cold skin noodles from Xian, is that?
It's X-I-A-N. I think it's pronounced Xian.
Xian. Famous Foods New York.
Yeah.
Your main course, two slices of Vinny's pizza, pineapple, veggie, spare rib, sweet chili sauce.
Yeah.
Side dish, volcano.
Drizzle of the sauce.
I'm not having it
instead of sauce, which they've done sometimes. Look.
Don't be too liberal with the sauce.
I'm being reasonable here.
Side dish, a volcano roll from Soy and Sake, New York. And hide some wilted spinach in there.
I gotta have some greens. Yeah. I'm also thinking that every time I eat sweet chili sauce now, I'm gonna think this is gluey. So thanks.
So ruin that for you. Absolutely spoil one of your favorite things.
Pleasure. Drink. You would like other half Green City IPA.
Yeah.
And your dessert.
If it's real, if that's the name of it.
Yeah, if that's real. But otherwise, you just want whatever beer they do.
And otherwise they bring me the sweet beer that you got. And I learned my lesson to look things up before I order them.
Yeah. There's a watermelon roll from Friendly's.
Yeah.
I like the sound of it.
100% satisfied with this. No regrets.
Yeah, yeah.
That looks actually good. Hangs together better than you thought it was going to as well.
I think that's a proper meal.
Yeah. The pizza and bread are outliers.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Who says you have to eat all the same fucking thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No one. That's who.
Yes. Not restaurant owners.
Thanks so much for coming into the Dream Restaurant.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Well, there we are, James, the menu of your hero, Jeff Rosenstock.
A delicious menu. I want to try that watermelon so much.
You want to go and try it with Jeff and go, oh, Jeff, I love this so much.
Sorry. Liking someone's music isn't cool now. Oh, sorry, I'm a pathetic for liking someone's music. Oh, apologies,
hey, man,
Ed.
When we had Corey Taylor on, I played it so cool. Throughout that episode, you were like, oh, Jeffy. I love the way you play your guitar.
Do you know what? I'm proud that I did that.
We cut that out, you saying that.
Huh?
We cut that out, you saying that. Jeffy, I love the way you play guitar.
Oh, did we though? We cut all that out because I said it too much.
Yeah, he said it so much we had to cut all of them out.
Yes, I remember with Corey Taylor and you were like, Corey, I love you. Corey Taylor. If I was in Slipknot, I would wear a mask that is a love heart, because I love you, Corey Taylor. And Benito had to edit that out.
I'll be honest, James. If Slipknot came to me and said, Ed, we want you to be in Slipknot, you have to wear a love heart mask, and all you do is come up to the microphone in between songs and sing about how much you love Corey Taylor, but you have to give up comedy and podcasts and everything, of course I would do it.
Yes, that'd be funny, actually.
In a heartbeat, I'd be the love heart. They'd be like, who's this new mysterious love heart guy?
Number 10,
the love heart. Anyway, let's stop talking about Slipknot, because that was Jeff Rosenstock's episode, and I am also a huge fan of Jeff Rosenstock. He's got so many albums out there to check out, James.
Yeah, you got to get out there. You got to buy We Call. You got to buy Worry from 2016. You got to buy Post. And you got to buy No Dream, the latest album, as of now, when we're speaking. Jeff releases a lot of stuff. So absolutely get into all of that. You got to listen to The Arrogant Sons of Bitches. You got to listen to every single band. You got to listen to Bomb the Music Industry. Anything Jeff's ever been involved in. Get on it.
He didn't say coriander seeds, which is lucky because we were having a lovely time with Jeff. And imagine if you'd had to kick Jeffy out of the restaurant.
I would have left as well, Ed.
Yeah.
You would have had to kiss goodbye to your waiter.
Let's go to another place then, Jeffy.
That's what I would have said. I don't know why you're putting on that voice. I would have said, let's go to another place, Jeffy. I wouldn't have called him Jeffy. Oh, no.
Thank you very much to Jeff for coming on the podcast. If you want to check us out on the socials,
You absolutely can. We're at Off Menu Official on Twitter and Instagram, and the website is offmenupodcast.co.uk. Bye!
Goodbye, Ed. Love you, Corey Taylor.
Ooh, Jeffy.
Hello, I'm Lou Sanders, and if you've enjoyed this podcast, you might like my podcast, Cuddle Club. It's about cuddling, yes, but really it's just a way into relationships and asking cheeky questions like who was your mum's favourite and when were you last unfaithful? Previous guests include Alan Davies, Aisling B, Catherine Ryan, Rich Dosman, Ed Gamble, Nish Kumar and other legends. Get it on Acast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify or wherever you get your all podcasts. And remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you enjoy, well, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.